like I'm pointing out, there were people that were very lishma against the Ramchal and thought that the Ramchal was mamash shab sai tzvi. And then you find that not just with the Ramchal, you find that with the Yirmiyahu Hanavi, you find that with Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Gemara says kol echad ve'echad kinei le'ishtoi. And these were not people. These were people who were not. I mean, not everybody was egotistical. Maybe there were some, but there were people that were, as we know, much higher than our both seichel and midas and everything. So that being the case, that leaves us with a question of how can we just saying elu ve'elu can be without falling on tefillah heavily, you know, how can one be so sure they're not in that category? That's a kind of separate nakuda. And back to the first nakuda, which is somewhat related in terms of finding the truth of Torah, Hashem, etc. So certainly this is one approach, the approach that you know, and, I mean, I'm so happy I came across you now on your website, is because I learn with many people, Baruch Hashem, and have this. This is like what I'm doing now. I've got a whole group and writing books into Emirat Hashem about these areas. For many people, they don't have these questions, and I don't go down this route. But I'm definitely a minority. Those that do, I'm just gonna send them to your website, because I'm not proficient in this area. You have to, you know, you've obviously studied it very, very, very well, and I see the way you presented it beautifully. So it's definitely an approach.